On my RoboForm web file manager, I have a folder entitled Happiness, and it's filling up fast. Just in the last few days, I've added three more entries. One was for Dr. Robert Holden's Happiness Project, one was for Lord Richard Layard's Movement for Social Change, Action for Happiness, and the other was for a guy named Ludwig. Then I go to an online forum, and a top-ranking thread is asking readers to suggest ways that they use to become happy. What's with all this investigative introspection? I think I know. We have reached the top of our mountains, the depths of our oceans, the outer reaches of space, and simply found it to be too costly for the gains made. The current world economic climate we live in now calls out for the search for happiness to be brought in line with our budgets. Today, we need our happiness research at the Walmart price. Throughout history, philosophers, ancient priests, and modern-day prophets have urged us to look at our own innards for the answers to this thorny question. But what they couldn't convince us of, perhaps our sagging fortunes have. A quick search on Google for the term happiness yields close to 89 million web pages. That's a ton of talk on happiness, to be sure. Searching through all that makes those mountaintops and ocean depths look like child's play. Happiness is a warm puppy, is how Charles M. Schulz, the creator of the Peanuts character Charlie Brown, described it. Of course, the answer to what is happiness must be a tougher question to resolve than that. Entire studies have been launched to look at the problem, and such are being reported in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, maybe getting some prestigious press coverage, but theorists still can't agree, and it's still baffling. That, I think, is well summed up by Ludwig himself. Just look at how confused he was. One day, the famously depressed and anxious 20th century philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein wrote in his diary, "There is no happiness for me, no joy ever." Then, just minutes before he died, at age 62, he muttered, "Tell them I've had a wonderful life." If we can get away from the philosophical and get into the practical, I think honest Abe Lincoln hit it right when he said, "Most people are just about as happy as they make their minds up to be." For the Mobius Monday Minute, I'm David Parsons. P.S. I do cover this aspect of how our thinking operates in my weekly free webinar series called Mindset Immunity Explained. You can gain entry by going into www.mobiusman.com/webinar.